Hello, hello. This meditation will be approximately an hour, and it will be about releasing repressed emotion and releasing repressed fear to make way for healthy emotion and courage and abundance. Woo, woo, woo. So, the chakras that we'll be working on mostly will be the second chakra, which is below your belly button. It has to do with emotions. And the first chakra at the base of your spine, which has to do with courage. And when you have energy blocks in your first chakra, you feel fear. So, let's get started. I'm so excited. Alrighty. So get comfortable. I used to say, make sure you're not lying down when you do this meditation. But I'm not saying that anymore. If you want to meditate lying down, go ahead. What I will say, though, is that when you meditate lying down, there is a chance that you will fall asleep. So if you don't mind that, you want to just kind of half nap, half meditate, then rock it out. Go ahead and lie down or recline on a recliner. If you would like to be as conscious as possible, sit upright. And whatever you do, do not cross your legs, folks. We need big rivers of earth energy flowing up your legs. So go ahead on that note, close your eyes and be aware of your body, your physical body. In order to have a really kick-ass meditation here, we're gonna get you very, 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 very present in your physical body. And that will allow you to easily unearth and release repressed emotion and repressed fear in a way that is gentle and enjoyable. So go ahead and wiggle your toes. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. And feel that. Check to see if you have all 10 of them still. And be aware of your ankles and your knees and your thighs. And since we will be working with emotions, go ahead and notice, do you have any emotions stored in your feet? Do you have any anger or any fear or any sadness stored in your feet or your ankles? If so, go ahead and release them. And earth energy is already coming up your legs. It comes in through the arch of your foot because you have a big energy center there, your foot chakra. Your foot chakra spins like a motor, drawing up earth energy automatically from the center of the earth. Some people, I think it's called earthing or something, they walk outside in bare feet on the grass or on the dirt. What that does is it automatically opens up your feet chakra nice and wide so that you bring up more earth energy. But you can open up that foot chakra just with your intention. And I think it's good to be able to have that foot chakra nice and open whenever you want or all the time. So go ahead and practice. Open up that foot chakra so that it's a nice strong motor pulling up lots and lots of earth energy, washing out your foot, coming up through your ankles, washing out your ankles. And as that earth energy comes in, just let go. You're more observing. You can direct but also observe. Because this is an automatic process. And sometimes you can get a little bit too intense and try too hard. And with energy work, that does not help. So you want to try to have your mindset be playful and light. Let that earth energy wash up your leg and wash out your knees. And wash through your knees into your thighs. Now, a lot of people hold emotional energy blocks in their knees and their thighs. So let's break away from the masses of stuck people. And go ahead and imagine lots of your healing energy at gold, at a gold vibration, washing out your knees, washing out your thighs, so that that energy flow, that river of earth energy flowing up your thighs, is even stronger and unrestricted. So that it can flow into your first chakra. And again, you don't have to make it flow into your first chakra. That is a natural route. So the more you let go of any nervousness, the more you let go of any anxiousness, you're automatically clearing energy blocks that restrict this flow. So that you get a stronger and stronger flow of earth energy into your first chakra. Your first chakra is at the base of your spine. Energy flows in the front, spins around, and flows out the back of your first chakra. You're getting a little spacey, go ahead and wiggle your toes again. Come on back. Stay present. You can touch your fingertips. And that'll help you to be present in your arms. And wiggling your toes and feeling that helps you come all the way down into your whole body. And that allows you to release even more. The more present you are, the more that you can use this moment for spiritual transformation. Because what is the point of releasing repressed fear and repressed emotions if not to have a better life, to be more in the moment, to enjoy the moment more, and to more fully manifest your dreams on a daily basis. By being very present in your meditation and using your intention to let go of anything in the way of you being present, you allow the meditation to be more transformative for you. So it's okay if you are feeling distracted or jumpy. Please do not think of that as some kind of a problem or a bad thing. Just means there are some energy blocks that you're halfway through letting go of, and they're just kind of rattling around in your aura. So lots of gold light, particularly in front of your thighs. in front of your stomach. Lots of cold light. Melt away those energy blocks. You can imagine them like bricks floating in front of your stomach, floating in front of your thighs. Just melt away those bricks with your healing energy at a gold vibration. And watch yourself become less jumpy, less anxious, and more comfortable in your own skin. Just remind your first chakra that you are safe. Your only job right now is to enjoy a transformative meditation. That's all. You don't have to save the world. In fact, enjoying a transformative meditation deeply and fully is a beautiful and sacred contribution to the world. By turning within and tuning your vibration, it's pretty much the biggest gift that you could give humanity. And fortunately, it's the biggest gift you can give yourself. Alrighty, woo woo. So if you're tuning out, go ahead, come on back. Wiggle your toes, touch your fingertips. Wrinkle your nose like a bunny rabbit. Be aware of your shoulders. And let any cares and stress melt away from your neck area and your shoulders. There we go. Now, releasing repressed fear. What that means is we are releasing energy blocks or stagnant energy or stuck energy from our first chakra at the base of the spine. And also we're releasing energy blocks or stuck energy from our first layer of our aura, which is the layer closest to your skin all the way around your body. So under your feet, in front of your nose, behind your head, around your thighs. It's that the first layer is right next to your skin, all around your body. So that's where we're going to be focusing for this part of the meditation. We're going to be releasing any energy blocks in that area, the part of your aura that is closest to your skin. You can imagine it, maybe you can expand it, you know, make it at least 1.5 inches all the way around, 2 inches all the way around, 3 inches if you want. And just lots of gold light. And we want this layer to flow. And we want it to feel good. So if you were a goldfish swimming around this layer of your aura, would you feel good? Or would you feel nervous and jumpy and stressed out? Let's see. Go ahead and imagine that. Imagine that you're a goldfish or some other cool-looking fish swimming around the first layer of your aura. Is it a pleasant energy that you are swimming in? So go ahead and fully be in your physical body. Because if you're going to clear out the energy blocks in your first layer, you want to be really anchored in your feet and your hands and your body. And just intuitively pick a stuck area of your first layer. I'll give you some multiple choice options in case one did not come to mind. Maybe you have some stuck energy in your first layer, around your ankles. Maybe you have some stuck energy in your first layer around your neck, right? Creating some neck tension right around your neck. Most likely, if you don't like those spots to work on first, right in front of your first chakra. Like where your legs come together, but then up from that. Your first chakra is at the base of your spine. So we're talking like 3 inches of air space in front of your first chakra. That's your first layer right in front. Go ahead, send lots of earth energy and lots of gold light. And I guess for consistency, let's see. Let's do all of those areas. Let's start with the ankles. Okay, so 3 inches all the way around, close, right up against your ankles. Go ahead and lots of gold light. Make sure it's nice and flowing. Again, you can comb through that area. You can imagine like a mini version of your ankles right in front of you. Just comb through it with your hand. Use lots of gold light. Just comb downward so that you make sure there's lots of flow around your ankles. And again, you're healing your first layer around your ankles. You're releasing any blocks there. Because you don't want anything in the way of your courage and your abundance. Okay. Do you have any fear around your ankles? As you're aware of this area, it could be that a moment in your past comes to your mind. Perhaps a moment in a recent past. Perhaps a moment of your childhood. But go ahead, be aware. Is there some repressed energy, some repressed fear or anxiety in your first layer right around your ankles? And don't get too caught up in when it is, particularly if it's a stressful moment. Just be in your whole body and just wash out the stress. It doesn't remove that life experience or the learning, but it removes the stress that you've been keeping all this time. If you're not consciously aware of what moment of your past caused the energy blocks around your ankles, don't worry. You can clear things out without getting an intuitive sense of what you're clearing. Because what we know is we're clearing out any fear from around our ankles, right? Okay, wonderful. So let's move to around our neck and our shoulders. And again, you're in your whole body. But we are particularly focused on our first layer of our aura, which is the layer closest to your skin. So that airspace about 2-3 inches all around your your shoulders and your neck. And you can imagine a miniature version of it out in front of you if you want, or just imagine it in your mind. And just wash out that area with gold light. Any tangles, any stagnant part of this area, just melt it away with lots of gold light. And if you can go ahead and try to notice what moment in time caused the energy blocks that you are clearing right now around your shoulders and your neck. You might become aware of a time, you know, earlier today or a time a long time ago. And there could be a whole host of times. So if your mind is a jumble of various experiences, it just means you have a lot there. So, but that's okay. Just, again, you don't have to read or intuit what you're clearing. It's just interesting sometimes. But again, just use lots of gold light. You can use your hand to comb it out. But if your hand's getting tired or you just don't feel like using your hand, just use your imagination and bathe your first layer around your shoulders and around your neck and around your head, particularly where your head and your neck meet, around your jaws, around your temples on either side of your head. And let's wash out your first layer of your aura right up against your face too. You can imagine just splashing lots of gold light on your face and your first layer all around your face. And if you have any repressed fear in this area, your first layer around your shoulders or your neck or your head, you can kind of think of when it's from. Is it from when you were a kid? Is it from something recent? Yeah. That, again, that's just because it's interesting. And, you know, generally as you try to practice your intuition when you meditate, you'll get better and better and better. So if you didn't get anything, just then, just, you know, don't worry about it. Just wash out with gold light around your shoulders and around your neck and around your whole head. Any energy blocks that block the flow of your courage and your abundance. So basically any repressed fear. Now, repression is a funny thing because if it's repressed, sometimes you're only aware of it when it gets triggered. You know, like you may have a fear of something and then you're not always aware of it, but then all of a sudden, you know, a situation will arise and you're freaking out. Or sometimes you have no idea at all. You know, so, like I might read somebody and I'll say, oh, you have a lot of repressed fear. And they're like, I don't think I do. And, you know, there's not much way to prove that to somebody because the idea of repression is that it's subconscious. It is repressed. It is not in your conscious mind. It's not in your conscious thoughts. But it is there and it blocks your energy flow. So go ahead and dig deep. Wash out your first layer of your aura all the way around your body. About 2 inches to 3 inches all the way around your body, close to your skin. And dig deep, you know. It doesn't matter if you're aware of it, but just you with your intention, with your mind, with your spirit, wash out and release and let go of any repressed fear. And the purpose of this is because courage is way more fun than fear, first of all. And abundance is pretty fun, too. And, you know, the more you release the stuff, the more you're comfortable in your own skin. The more you can make clear decisions that are based on what is in your best interests. Rather than fear-based decisions. Alright, good job. You are so awesome. So if you're getting spacey at all, go ahead and wiggle your toes. You can do some ankle rotations if you want. You can flex your thigh muscles just a little bit. Wiggle your you know, flex your shoulders a little bit. You can, you know, roll your neck around just a teeny, teeny bit, very gently. Good job. That is very good. So that was, a bunch of time you just did, about 25, 26 minutes on your first layer of your aura and your first chakra, releasing fear. Let's do a touch more about that, focusing more on the first chakra. The first chakra is at the base of the spine. The energy flows in the front and spins around and flows out the back. So go ahead and imagine what it looks like. You can imagine, see a 3D mini version of it out in front of you. And it looks like a cylinder, but one end is bigger. One end is wider, kind of like a megaphone, but not as dramatic. So energy flows in the wider end, and it spins around, and it flows out the other end. Right? So energy flows in the front and spins around and flows out the back. And use cold light on the outside of it. And just look to see if there's any scratches or anything and kind of glomming onto it. And don't worry about it. If there is, just use lots of gold light. You can use like gold fire or a gold blowtorch or something very gentle like a gold little healing cloth. Like if you're cleaning glasses or something. And just really gently and carefully and lovingly, you know, mend up any tears or little scratches in the outside of your first chakra. And any nicks or scratches in the front of your first chakra with some extra gold light in the front. And just use your hand or your mind and just comb through your first chakra with lots of gold light. Just be aware that you're letting go and releasing energy blocks, and they're flowing out the back of your first chakra all the way down to the center of the earth, all the way down your grounding, and they're not getting caught in your grounding. They're just flowing all the way down to the center of the earth so that they just neutralize and go back to wherever they belong. All right, and go ahead and visualize any energy cords that are going into the first chakra, your first chakra. Some people get really hung up, like, oh, I can't see the cords, so I can't do anything about it. But, you know, I think in one meditation I mentioned, it's like, you read a book, right? If you read a book, you imagine the characters, you imagine what's going on, right? So, treat this the same way, you know. You're reading a book about your chakra, and you're reading that you probably have a couple cords going in the front or going in the back of your first chakra, okay? And you can leave any cords that go to, like, if you have an infant child or a child that you're pregnant with or a child that's, like, mid-teens or younger. But if you don't have any kids, you can go ahead and melt away all the cords going in and out of your first chakra. And if you have pets, maybe you can allow like a little very skinny, like dental floss kind of thread. You know, you can make it like a rainbow color that goes from your first chakra to your pet. But make it really skinny, otherwise you're going to spoil them too much. Alrighty. And so melt away all the other cords. Like we're saying, you know, it's like when you're reading a book and you read in the chapter, oh, you have cords going in your front and the back of your first chakra. So and these cords may be to people you haven't talked to in a long time. Or they may be cords from people that you talk to every day. Doesn't matter. Just use lots of cold light, and you are using the cold light to melt away your resistance. When you melt away your resistance, it neutralizes the glue of the cord, And so the cord just kind of pops out and falls away. Which is very, very nice. Because that's it's efficient. Because then if that person tries to cord you again, or somebody else tries to cord you to that particular spot, it won't work because you got rid of the glue. You got rid of your resistance. Right? So, be aware that this first chakra, which is at the base of your spine, generates courage. And ask yourself, do I have enough courage? Do I feel courageous on a daily basis? Can I face my life and the challenges in my life with courage? Do I face each day with courage? And don't judge the answer. It's just information. And if you feel that you need to face each day with greater courage, that means you need to heal this chakra and let it generate more courage, right? So that it fills up that flowing first layer of your aura with courage energy. Your courage. Right? You don't need courage from a hero of yours because it won't work in your energy system. It'll just block you up. So, again, you have the ability to generate courage, believe it or not. I really mean it. So, go ahead, let this chakra spin. Let your first chakra at the base of your spine spin more and more. It doesn't have to spin fast. It just has to be kind of free and unrestricted. So that the energy just flows out of it and fills up your first layer. And, you know, you can imagine it as a rainbow color, this courage. Typically, your first chakra probably is going to be a lower rainbow color, like red, orange, yellow, something like that. So just see what feels right for you at this moment for your courage. And abundance. Is also a first chakra energy. Courage and abundance, they're in some ways almost the exact same energy. So just allow your first chakra and your first layer to generate enough courage and enough abundance so that you can feel safe and ready to make the most of each day. Good job, good job, good job, good job. So you have been meditating for about 34 minutes. Oh, are you feeling courageous? Are you feeling abundant? So let's move a little bit up. We'll stay in our whole body, but your focus now. Let's focus a little bit on our second chakra, which is one up from your first chakra. So it's, you know, between the base of your spine where your first chakra is and your third chakra. Your third chakra is at your solar plexus where your ribs meet. There's kind of a big distance between your third and your second, actually, you know, because if you put your thumb where your third chakra is, where your ribs meet, and then you kind of reach down, you know, below your belly button about an inch. That's where your second chakra is. So your first and second chakra actually are kind of spatially closer together. I don't know that that really matters, but just FYI. They're not all perfectly equidistant. All right, so your second chakra spins. And it generates emotional wellness. So you probably can tell, you know, based on your current life, how well your second chakra is spinning. Do you feel that you have emotional wellness? So use lots of gold light. Send your healing energy at a gold vibration down to your second chakra. And again, your second chakra is about an inch to an inch and a half below your belly button. And just bathe that second chakra. The energy flows in the front, spins around inside, and flows out the back of your second chakra, all the way down to the center of the earth. So you can visualize a little miniature version of that out in front of you. It can be three-dimensional if you like. And just see it. It's and if you can't visualize it perfectly, please just act like you're reading a book about it and you kind of imagine. Right? So it's like a cylinder or a pipe that is wider, has a bigger opening in the front. Right? So energy flows in the front, spins around, and flows out the back. And just let that energy spin, spin, spin. And use lots of gold light to rinse out all the clogs. Rinse out all that repressed emotion. And do you have to be aware of what you're releasing while you release it? No, not really. I think for the sake of this meditation, though, we will release some repressed anger first. Repressed anger, I think some of us disassociate from, because, you know, if you consider yourself a positive person, you might not want to think about your anger. You know, it doesn't mean that you never get angry. It means that you push it away from your mind's consciousness. So you are still getting angry. You're just burying it really fast. So that's not the best thing. So go ahead and wash out your second chakra. And with your intention, you're washing out any little bits of repressed anger. Any anger that you didn't get to process because you didn't really want to admit that it was there. Okay? So don't worry. You're not going to become an angry person per se. As a matter of fact, this will make you less of an angry person. So you can be even more joyful. How cool is that? Yay, yay, yay. So go ahead, admit it. Part of you is pissed off. It's okay. I won't tell anybody. Just say hi to that part of you that's pissed off in your second chakra. Maybe you're pissed off at one of your parents. Maybe you're pissed off at your partner. And again, this could be a teeny, teeny, teeny part of you. Right? Most of you probably adores your partner, but this is a little part saved up from some argument that you had a while back. Right? So we do not want to save repressed anger. Right? We want to wash it out. Lots of cold light. And just go ahead and admit, okay, 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 there's this little pocket of repressed anger. And I'm going to admit it and say hi to it. That's a little part of me that's angry. And I'm going to give that part of me a hug. And I'm going to say, yeah, I know, that made me angry, I know. And then I'm going to just wash it out with lots of gold light. Now your second layer of your aura is next to your first layer, right? So we already did your first layer. Your first layer now must be gleaming some beautiful rainbow color. And so your second layer is right next to that. So maybe, you know, from maybe 2 inches away from your skin to 4 inches away from your skin. Something like that. Just imagine it. You don't have to get out a ruler. Please don't get out a ruler. And just imagine that you're bathing your second layer of your aura with gold healing energy of yours. Okay, so even under your feet. Even in front of your face. But again, it's not your first layer that's right up against your skin. It's one out from that. And this is important because it will help you to have emotional health. So that means as we wash out any repressed anger from your second layer, what that's going to do is that means you'll be less quick to anger. So that if something does piss you off, it'll be like a little mini feeling of anger. It won't be like, oh my God, ah, why did that happen? You know? You won't have such a big anger response. You'll be able to feel anger, but you'll be able to feel peace as well. You know, it'll be a much more centered experience. So go ahead, we're just washing out any stagnant, stuck parts of your second layer of your aura. And the first example of that will be on the side of each, like your stomach, and the side of, you know, like where people say your love handles are, like, you know, how long, you know, your hips and your middle, your middle section, and your second layer of your aura, you know, on your left-hand side and your right-hand side right there. That's pretty guaranteed to have some repressed anger there. So again, don't worry about it. Don't worry about knowing. But just for curiosity's sake, you can, as you comb through it or wash through it with your healing energy at gold, you can see if you become aware of a time in your life. It could be an old argument. Or it could be a whole, you know, couple years of your life where you had a lot of anger. Some of that got stored here. Some of it didn't get fully processed and fully released. So go ahead and wash out the repressed anger that's around around your waist on the either side. It's kind of ironic that that's called your love handles, right? If it has repressed anger there. Your anger handles. So again, you're just using your intention. Lots of gold light. If you want, you can create a little mini action doll of yourself out in front of you and just use your hands and wash out the energy space on either side of your waist, your left-hand side and your right-hand side, and you're washing away any repressed anger around your waist, your anger handles. Yay. And don't worry if you didn't get every last little bit, because typically this is like a, it's like a nice ripple effect, you know, you start releasing it now, and you'll probably be releasing a little bit of it, you know, over the next, certainly the next day. So speaking of which, let's double check your grounding. Your grounding is an energy connection with the center of the earth. So imagine a big, wide grounding, the color of one of the colors of the rainbow, whichever one you want. And it connects your aura and your hips and your first chakra all the way down to the center of the earth. So it's very wide all the way down and very flowing all the way down. And you can raise it up so that it even connects your second chakra all the way down to the center of the earth to help you to release some of that repressed anger that's stored in your second chakra. And as you do this, you're not only in your second chakra, you're in all your chakras, right? So be aware of your head all the way down to your toes. That's how you can release really unpleasant energy, but not get stuck in it. And it's kind of like you're watching a movie, like, oh yeah, I remember that part. I have a little part of me that's really pissed about that situation. But you don't have to get lost in it, right? You're not like in that movie of the anger. You're just watching little angry you that's still stuck about that. And then you kind of coax angry you out of that energy space. You know, just comfort that part of you with gold light. So again, let all the energy blocks of repressed anger flow down your grounding. So you're releasing them from your second chakra, which is below your belly button, and you're releasing them from your second layer of your aura, all the way down to the center of the earth. Now, your second layer, of course, goes behind you as well. So be aware of your second layer back there and wash it out. Lots of gold light. Again, we're releasing any repressed anger from your second layer of your aura back there. There's an expression that people say, I guess, to one another, you know, I've got your back. But energetically, you know, there's a lot of empowerment in having your own back. You know, so wash out any repressed anger behind you in the back of your second layer so that you can feel emotional wellness as you lean back and sense the back of your second layer. You feel emotional wellness. You don't feel any sort of resentments or anything like somebody didn't have your back, somebody betrayed you. No. Let go of all that. Wash all that out so that you feel truly emotionally well when you lean back and sense the second layer of your aura back there. All right, good job. Woohoo! So we have about 13 minutes left for this meditation. So we're going to keep working your second layer and your second chakra. But now we're going to release repressed fear. Repressed sadness. Sadness is also an emotional energy block. Sadness is a natural experience, just like anger. But a lot of times we don't process it fully. Particularly if you consider yourself a joyful person. You don't want to be sad. You don't want to think about anything that makes you sad, right? But that doesn't mean that sadness isn't a healthy and natural response. It's just that you can have a little bit of sadness but flow through it, you know, so you transition in and out of it, you know, within a minute or a couple minutes. You know, like if a kid, I know this really awesome kid, and she fell, and she was caught by her dad, so she didn't even really fall fully, and she started crying, and then, like, the next second, she goes, "Chips!" Like, really happy, like she was looking for potato chips, like, "Where are my chips?" She was totally snapped out of it. And it's a great example of, like, healthy emotional response. You know, she had some sadness, she expressed it fully, and now she's done and she's on to joy about potato chips. So again, sadness is okay, anger is okay. It's if you're healthy, if you're unrepressed, you'll just flow in and out of it. And, you know, as an adult, you don't have to scream and cry to express it. You can just express it in a more inner way if you want. So go ahead, use gold light and wash out any repressed sadness. Maybe you fell literally or metaphorically at some point in your life and you didn't just have a good cry and get up and, you know, think about how awesome potato chips are. Maybe you got stuck in it for a while, or maybe you just didn't allow yourself to feel it at all, and so it all got repressed. So gold light, lots of gold light. Wash out your second layer of your aura. Again, it's almost right next to your skin. It's one out from that, all the way around your body. So wash out any stuck energy, any crying that maybe you didn't finish. Again, you don't have to cry at all. If you are crying right now, maybe center yourself. You know, wiggle your nose like a bunny rabbit. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle your toes. Because in order to release something, You don't have to dive into it and marinate in it. It's usually easier not to. So just wash out any sadness, maybe around your love handles there, around either side of your waist. Do you have sad handles? You can imagine that action doll, that little miniature action doll of yourself out in front of you. And just use your hand and comb through your second layer of your little mini action doll of yourself. And again, you're releasing any energy blocks, any clogged energy in your second layer of your aura. Any unexpressed or unprocessed sadness. And again, we don't have to get stuck in it. We can be happy and think about potato chips or incense, maybe. Incense is non-caloric, and it's a sensory experience. Or a pleasant cup of tea is a sensory experience that is low calorie. Or maybe a scented candle. So again, wash out any of that unexpressed, unprocessed sadness. And again, if you are getting sad, if you're getting stuck in it, wiggle your nose like a bunny rabbit. Or think about your happy eyelashes. Or maybe wiggle your butt. Because we don't want to get stuck in the sadness. That'll, we need to fully release it. If it's stuck and you're like, you know, bawling your eyes out, generally you're not going to be fully releasing it. So keep your mood elevated and just let it fall from you like little pellets falling out of your aura, falling out of your second chakra. You can focus on your second chakra, imagine a miniature version of it out in front of you and surrounded in gold light. Melt away any energy cords going in the front or in the back of your second chakra. And you probably do have some. So again, just like if you're reading a book, don't flip out if you don't have perfect clairvoyance, if you can't visualize. Just sense them. You can even pluck them like you're playing a guitar. Pluck, 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 pluck. Just pretend, because, you know, intuition and pretending, they're almost exactly the same vibration. And then go ahead and melt away your resistance. Don't resist your sadness. Sadness can be a temporary, fleeting expression, a human experience of an event, right? And you can just have it and let it go. Something very brief and very gentle. Okay? So wash out all that old sadness that you got stuck on. And it could even be other people's sadness that you got stuck on. Maybe you had a depressed roommate or a depressed sibling or parent. So just wash everybody else's sadness out of your second chakra. Because it's pretty natural to, if you don't have super strong boundaries, to sponge up other people's problems. And it doesn't help them, and it doesn't help you. So go ahead, wash out everybody's sadness from your second chakra. Alrighty, so just be aware that your second chakra is spinning, and that it is generating your emotional wellness. And you can intuitively or visually check what color your emotional wellness is right now. What color is your second chakra generating? It'll be a rainbow color, and, you know, maybe a lower rainbow color like red, orange, or yellow. And whatever color feels right. And just let that color of your emotional wellness flow throughout your second layer. And let it wash out any emotional blocks so that you can fully experience the moment in a healthy and balanced way. And we're going to be wrapping up in about 5 minutes. So if you got this far, that is so awesome. So just sense, how do you feel in your own skin right now? You just released a lot of energy blocks that you may not even have realized that you had. That's the whole thing about repressed fears and repressed sadness and repressed anger. You don't really know the full scope of it, but it's there. So now, less of it's there, which is awesome. So just feel your skin, feel your breathing, feel your courage. Feel your emotional wellness. And ask your angels to give you a healing. And you don't have to specify what kind of healing, because they're going to know what you need right now. Just say in your mind, angels, please give me a healing. And yes, your angels are going to know that you're talking to them when you say angels. And just focus on being here right now. And let's wrap up with some affirmations. So, affirmations, you can always make up your own. Okay? So, if I suggest one, it's just an example. It's not like written in stone or anything. Okay? So, feel free to ad lib, make up your own. Sample affirmation would be, I am open to my angels healing me right now. I am generating emotional wellness. I am generating my own courage. I embrace my day with courage and emotional wellness. I embrace my life with courage and emotional wellness. And congratulations. That was close to an hour meditation. Just notice how you feel. Notice the level of change that you've created in the last hour. Be aware of your grounding. Make it nice and wide. Strong downward flow. And feel free to check on that throughout the next day or two. Just recreate your grounding. Make it a nice strong downward flow. Strong downward flow. Because you have created a very positive ripple effect where you are coming more into your lower two chakras and you're generating more and more courage and more emotional wellness. So congratulations, you are totally amazingly awesome. Woohoo!